Notes from Greenelsh, number 182. Use your gifts. In the capstone career readiness class I teach, my high school students explore their aptitudes. Everyone is good at something. Recognizing their natural abilities and strengths helps students identify careers which they might find fulfilling. If you follow Jesus, He gives you special abilities through His Spirit for you to edify, equip, and reach others with God's love, truth, and salvation. It's important to identify what your spiritual gifts are and to use them for God's glory. In the parable of the talents, Jesus taught His disciples to faithfully steward what they had been given, to be productive and carry out His mission. You are rewarded now and in eternity for doing what God calls you to do with what He has given you. As you follow through with that, God transforms you into the likeness of Jesus and prepares you to rule with Jesus when He returns to consummate His kingdom. If you neglect or abuse God's gifts and calling, you will be disciplined. Jesus concluded His parable of the talents with this statement: "I tell you that everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what they have will be taken away." So take advantage of the opportunities and abilities God provides you in order to help others and bring Him glory. The Bible lists a variety of spiritual gifts. I'll list those, and most of them are self-explanatory, but if you want a little more of an explanation of them, you can look them up in the blog on the Lightrunner website, and I give a little brief description. There's leadership, administration, teaching, knowledge, wisdom, prophecy, discernment, exhortation, shepherding or pastoring, faith, evangelism, apostleship, service and helping people, mercy, generosity and giving, hospitality, healing, miracles, intercession, speaking and interpreting different languages, and craftsmanship. In addition to this list, any ability God gives you to edify, equip, and reach others is a spiritual gift. Note, spiritual gifts are different than the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit are character virtues which blossom to benefit you and others as you learn to rely on God and yield your will to His Spirit. So how do you figure out what gifts God, in His grace, has given you for ministry? Here are four practical questions which can help you recognize your gifts. They're from a sermon by Tim Sewell, the pastor of the church that I attend. 1. What are your interests and passions? 2. What skills and experience do you have? 3. In what areas have you been fruitful, effective, or received affirmation? And 4. Where is there a need for ministry? The intersection of these four answers is a likely indicator of where and how God wants you to serve. Over time, as you serve related to these answers, you are better able to discern God's spiritual gifts for you. In addition, You might find this simple 5-minute online survey helpful. I have a link for it in this blog entry on the Light Runner website. Note that your gifts may change in different seasons of life as God calls you to minister in different ways. Also, realize that first and foremost, God wants you to love and reach others. So just because you may not have, quote, the gift of hospitality, of giving, mercy, or service, doesn't mean that you shouldn't help people as the opportunity arises. Likewise, just because you may not have the, quote, gift of wisdom, knowledge, shepherding, teaching, or evangelism, doesn't mean that you shouldn't carry out Jesus' commission to his followers to go and make disciples, baptizing and teaching people. The Apostle John encouraged believers along this line. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and truth. So don't just call yourself a Christian. Show it by being open to God your Father, providing what you need, and working through you to love and reach people in a variety of situations. As you recognize your gifts and put them into practice, do so humbly and with a motivation of love for God and others. Don't swell with pride or focus on personal gain. Also, don't be jealous of someone else's gifts. All believers are part of Jesus' body, to be his hands, his feet, his eyes, or his voice, at work in the world to share with others God's love, truth, and salvation in diverse ways. At first, you may not feel competent or knowledgeable, but that's okay. Learn from God. Rely on him to work through you. He never calls you to do something he doesn't enable you to do. Don't worry about the risks, the sacrifice, the results, or how you'll be provided for. Seek God's kingdom first and his righteousness, and he promises to take care of you. In conclusion, here is an exhortation from the Apostle Peter. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.